Caitlin Friedman and Kimberly Oreo offer advice on being a smart chicken charge in their new book, The Girl's Guide to Being a Boss Without Being a Bitch. Yes, we can say that on morning television, I've been told. Good morning. It's very liberating.
Yeah, right?
Good morning to both of you. Nice
Good
to have you here.
Book.
Absolutely. Why is it that women, when they get into a position of power, when they become the boss or become leaders, they tend to be viewed as the bitch?
Well, we think there's two reasons. The first is... It's really unfair that in the workplace, people expect women to be emotionally there for them. It's all, you know, you would never take your personal problems to a male boss, but you do take them to a woman boss because women are nurturing, just that's what women do.
You expect them to understand.
Exactly.
You have issues with their kids or whatever.
Right. And the other thing is, there haven't been any positive women role, I mean, there haven't been. There are very few positive women role models out there. Especially look at all the movies, they say, you know, women are just crazy lunatics when they get a little power. And so what we tried to do in the book is show people how to do it a little bit better.
And we'll get to some of that in a minute. But why are the rules so different, Caitlin, for men and women when they do become the boss?
Well, I think, like Kim said, I think it really has to do with the lack of role models. I mean, when we were growing up and coming into the professional environment, we had really tough women bosses, but they had learned from men. So we think that women need to be able to manage the way that they're comfortable managing.
The number one mistake women are making?
I think the number one mistake women are making is that they're trying to do something the way that's not comfortable for them. You know, you really need to be firm and fair. You need to know what your employees need from you before you just sort of, like, set out these blanket things. The other thing is, I think that if you're emotional once in the workplace, our favorite Sex in the City is when Charlotte cries, you know.
And then she's the crier.
She cried once in 10 years, and that's what happens to women. You know, they get stuck with these bad raps. And we think that, you know, what you need to do is really try to be as firm and fair as possible.
And is there no place for emotion then at the workplace?
Well, we don't think there is. I mean, we think that you can be yourself, which is, you know, kind and supportive and
warm,
caring,
and
warm and giving, but not, you know, crying and throwing
screaming and yelling and beating people up.
How many women do we interview for this book? And they all said, oh, this woman screamed at me and threw something.
Right, we have one crazy story that didn't make it into a book. A woman said that she was a publicist, and she the owner of the company's assistant was gaining weight. So she brought a scale into work and put it in her office and said, oh, I don't think that you've noticed how much weight you're gaining, so I brought you this scale.
Ooh.
I mean, that's
So let's talk about practical advice, how women can avoid some of these bad behaviors that will keep them from being labeled a bitch. First, you say the bad boss behavior, insecurities role. I mean, do women, when they become the boss, do they tend to not really feel it right away?
And I think a lot of women are uncomfortable with leadership positions. I mean, men too, but I think that women in particular, and that can bring insecurity.
Gender discrimination. Do women tend to favor men in the workplace?
Yeah, unfortunately, we think that there is definitely internalized sexism that goes on. I mean, we come from publishing, and even the male assistants would get sort of more floor time during meetings. So we think that we really
want... Why is that? I mean, why can't women relate with their coworkers, or if they're the boss, and why can't they... You know, just
well, we're not sure why, but we think it'll change.
Yeah.
You know, we think that with books like this, and with the fact that, you know, more women are in the workplace every day, that it will change, because there's just, I mean, just by sheer numbers.
So some keys to being a better manager, you think: provide clear vision, support your staff, be a mentor.
Absolutely. We really think it's the women's responsibility when they're in leadership positions to be more mentor than manager.
We could talk about this all day, because a lot of us have worked with women, and it is interesting.
Everybody has a story.
Caitlin Friedman and Kimberly Oreo, again, thanks so much for
the great advice.
And you can read an excerpt from The Girl's Guide to Being a Boss on our website at today.msnbc.com.